back to his time. Joining me in the studio this morning, Deaconess Pam Nielsen from Communications here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Let me get your title right. I know I'm going to botch it. What's your official title?
Associate Executive Director of LCMS Communications.
I was thinking Executive Associate, but it's Associate Executive Director.
I just do communications.
You do communications. You really keep us in touch with what's going on with a lot of groups within a lot of organizations, those who especially our Mercy efforts, and those who are our team that's out right now, our disaster response team. What's going on?
Well, this storm that has passed from the central states to the Midwest and down into the South has our disaster leaders, Reverend Ross Johnson, Reverend Michael Meyer, in tandem, and today actually splitting up to cover more ground as they get incoming reports about Lutheran congregations, Lutheran church workers, members, and the communities surrounding our churches in these states. So they were yesterday in Arkansas. They've assessed and worked with the local pastors, the district president. Mm-hmm. They're moving today to Tupelo, Mississippi. We know in Tupelo that a church there, Pastor David McCain's church, Holy Trinity, sustained damage. So did members. Once they get there, then Reverend Johnson is going to trek down to Pensacola, Florida, where we're hearing these horrific stories of flooding. And the pastor down there, Reverend Randy Blankenshine, pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran in Pensacola, has lost his home, completely flooded out. So already, even though we're assessing, we're making emergency grants, working with President Curtis Schultz, of the district president there, to provide immediately $34,000 to aid not only Reverend Blankenshine with some temporary housing, but also other church workers that we know are affected. We're hearing from the district president that something like eight church workers or churches and schools have some amount of flooding and damage. He thinks that the damage for his district is greater than Hurricane Ivan, which was a pretty significant event. The Mid-South District is reporting that they're prepared now in the most positive way for those who suffered physical and property damage. They're marshaling their local resources, volunteers, donations of material goods, money, and they're organized. And that really comes out of them working over the long haul with our disaster folks. We've got district disaster coordinators in each of our 35 districts. So when these things happen, our disaster team is in touch with them. They're the ones on the ground. They're making the connections with their district churches and schools to find out where the damage is. And it is allowing us to do this sort of swift response. But I think the key message is there is a lot of damage. There's a lot of people who are, outside their homes. Their homes are gone. They're blown away. They're destroyed by tornadoes. They're flooded out. Churches receiving damage. And this is a time in our life together where we bear mercy to our neighbor, our closest neighbor, the people of our church.
So with the team out traveling, gathering this information, you're getting these reports, we're able to share this information. Obviously we'll share here on Worldwide KFUO, other places online that our listeners can find out more?
Absolutely. If you're on the LCMS Facebook page, we're keeping regular updates there, the disaster Facebook page. But where we're keeping everything nice and tidy is at lcms.org/disaster. That's our disaster webpage. There you can see the latest. You can see ways to support, to give, to help in the relief efforts. If you aren't online and you simply just want to call and say, I'd like to make a gift, that number is 888-930-4438.
That's 888-930-4438.
Yeah. And
They can support these efforts. The money that's donated there goes specifically to disaster response.
That's right. It goes to disaster response, and it may go like towards this grant to help this church workers that are displaced from the floods. It may go to help a church rebuild. It may go to help rebuild homes. It may help to provide spiritual care. There's many, many facets to disaster response, both immediate, intermediate, and long term. And many of these large disasters, we're there, LCMS disaster response, still providing material resources, aid, and other things 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years following sure. something like this. You don't recover immediately. But
what's the difference between disaster response from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and other organizations?
Well, one of those key differences is that we aren't, while we do respond immediately, our response immediately is to take care of, like this, a pastor or church worker with an emergency grant. But the rest of it is assessing and working with the local leaders to plan a long-term response. So often, the news is talking about the Red Cross and the Salvation Army and all these folks, and they're there, and they're handing out meals and blankets and all of that. In a few weeks, they're usually gone because they're immediate responders. Our presence is ongoing well after the news trucks have left, and it's not on people's radar anymore.
And it's not just about delivering these earthly goods or providing for their earthly
Absolutely.
Needs. There's more to it than that. With about 30 seconds left.
Absolutely. Spiritual care. Our disaster leaders are ordained clergy. They are experienced, trained, and bring the mercy of Christ into the disaster. So they're not just looking and seeing. They're not just handing out money or goods. They're bearing the word of God. They're praying with people. Mm-hmm. They're consoling people. And often making further plans for spiritual care for people who are broken in body and soul by the things that have happened through natural disasters.
There's our LCMS disaster response update from Deaconess Pam Nielsen from LCMS Communications. Pam, thanks so much for coming in today to share that with us.
You're welcome.
You can check it out, lcms.org/disaster, if you want to find out more or support the work that's going on. Thanks so much for joining us for His Time. We're going to join together for morning prayer here in just a little bit right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.